When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hoped at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week, will it ever be right? Then out of the hat, it's that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore. A chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show. Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow. Another opening of another show. 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. But we will never be right. Then out of the hat is that big first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening.
Thank you, Cole Porter, for that introduction for another broadcast of Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for our wonderful show that comes out of our number one radio station, voted the number one radio station by Dan's Paper in the West End, WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, those of you who have extremely long memories might recall, though wouldn't expect you to, that number from Kiss Me Kate opened our very first broadcast about almost 3 years ago now. But I used it today because today I'm celebrating a project that I had been working on for 8 years. Yes, folks, 8 years. American musicals, the book and lyrics to 16 Broadway classics, 1927 to 1969, published by the Library of America. And it just came out, and it's an anthology of 16 of the most beloved musicals in the American musical theater historical canon, some of which have not even ever been in print, many of which have not been in print for a long time. So we've got 16 shows to cover today. I'm going to do one song from each of the shows in the anthology. We've already ticked off Kiss Me Kate, and now we're going to the backwards in time to the first great book musical of all, which is Showboat. Book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, music by Jerome Kern. We're kind of trying to do all original cast recordings as best we can. And here is Helen Morgan from the 1927 cast of Showboat to sing a great, great, maybe the greatest torch number of all time from the second act.
The perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. They always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I've read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all because he's just my Bill. He can't play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo or row. He isn't half as handsome as dozens of men that I know. He isn't tall or straight or slim, and he dresses far worse than Ted or Jim. I can't explain why he should be just the one man in God's world for me. He's just my Bill, an ordinary man. He hasn't got a thing that I can brag about, and yet to be up on his knees, so comfy and roomy, seems natural to me. I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just my Bill.
I love that musical because it's, I don't know, it's just Showboat. Hello, listeners. We're celebrating the 16 musicals that I have included in a new anthology published by the Library of America. And our next one is kind of a rarity. It's never been published ever. It is, to me, the greatest review of the 20s and 30s with Irving Berlin and Moss Hart working at their considerable height. It's called As Thousands Cheer, and among the cast were Marilyn Miller, Clifton Webb, and an extraordinary woman who electrified Broadway, who made her way via Harlem from Philadelphia, Ethel Waters. And here she sings a great Irving Berlin classic from As Thousands Cheer.
Town last week, she came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can. It's so hot, the weatherman will tell you a record's been made. It's so hot, a coat of tan will cover your face in a shade. It's so hot, the coldest maiden feels just as warm as a bride. It's so hot, a chicken laid an egg on the street and it fried. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave, the letting us eat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Hollering at me, made that mercury jump to 93. Yeah, man, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
That was Ethel Waters singing a great Irving Berlin classic from his Thousands Cheer, one of the, I guess, the second entry in our anthology of American musicals. Well, I promised I would try to play as much as I could the original cast recording of anything. Pal Joey in 1940 is one of the great groundbreaking musicals. It was all about, as Richard Rodgers said, the facts of life. A great Rodgers and Hart score with a very sophisticated John O'Hara book. It was never recorded in 1940, but a studio recording from 1950 was so successful that it eventually moved to its very own revival, which sort of put it on the map. Here from that studio recording is Vivian Siegel, who was in the original, Harold Lang replacing Gene Kelly, and for my money, one of the most sophisticated songs ever written in the Broadway canon, in Our Little Den of Iniquity from Pal Joey.
Two little lovebirds all alone in a little cozy nest with a little secret telephone. That's the place to rest.
Artificial roses round the door, they are never out of bloom.
And a flowered carpet on the floor in the loving.
Iniquity, our arrangement is good.
It's much more healthy living here. This rushing back home is bad, my dear.
I haven't caught a cold all year.
Knock on wood.
It was ever thus. Since antiquity, all the poets agree.
The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined.
Of course she's deaf and dumb and blind. No fools we in our little den of iniquity. In our little den of iniquity. For a girly and boy,
we'll sit and let the hours pass. A canopy bed has so much class,
and so's a ceiling made of glass.
Oh, what joy!
Love has been that way since antiquity, down to you and to me.
The radio I used to hate, now when it is dark and late, Tchaikovsky's 1812 sounds great.
That's for me in our little den of iniquity. Down to you and to me. We're very proper folks, you know.
We've separate bedrooms, comme il faut. There's one for play and one for show.
You chase
sweeping down the plain. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Hark! Lahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yo!
Hi-yip-hi-yo-yay! We're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Hawk, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Hawk, Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I, every night we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
Yo, indeed, our number four entry in classic American musicals, Oklahoma, the original cast led by the one, the only, Alfred Drake. Well, those it was a Richard Rodgers doubleheader, and as you all know, Oklahoma opened in 1943 and paved the way for a whole new way of doing musicals, and a group of 24-year-olds, including Leonard Bernstein, Comden and Green, and Jerry Robbins, decided to do their own version of the integrated musical, as it was called, and that was On the Town, a show currently being revived, but one that really captures the verve of life in wartime during World War II in New York City. Here is Nancy Walker from the original cast to sing Come Up to My Place.
My father told me, Chip, my boy, there'll come a time when you'll leave home. If you should ever hit New York, be sure to see the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome!
The Hippodrome.
Did I hear right? Did you say the Hippodrome?
Yes, you heard right. Yes, I said the Hippodrome. Hey, what did you stop for?
It ain't there anymore. Aida sang an A and blew the place away.
Oh, I wanted to see the Hippodrome.
Oh, give me a chance, kid. I haven't got 5,000 seats, but the one I have is a honey. Run up to my place.
Oh, no, lady. I'd rather see the Forest Theater. When I was home, I saw the plays, the ladies' drama circle show. Now I am here, I want to get some tickets for Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road!
Tobacco Road!
Did I dig that? Did you say Tobacco Road?
Yes, you dug that. Yes, I said tobacco. Hey, what for did you stop?
That show has closed up shop. The actors washed their feet and called it Angel Street.
I wanted to see Tobacco Road.
Well, stick with me, kid, and I'll show you the road to ruin. Come on up to my place.
No, could we go to Battery Park? Back home, I dreamt of catching fish so big I couldn't carry them. They told me that they have my size right here in the aquarium.
Aquarium!
Aquarium.
Hold the phone, Joe. Did you say aquarium?
I'm still ringing. Yes, I said aquarium. Did you stop for what? Hey!
The fish have flown away. Bronx instead, they might as well be dead. Come on up to my place.
No, let's go to Chambers Street. They told me I could see New York in all its spreading strength and power from the city's highest spot on top, the famous Woolworth Tower.
The Woolworth Tower!
The Woolworth Tower!
Beat me, Daddy! Did you say the Woolworth Tower?
I won't beat you, but I said the Wool! Did you stop for, hey, what?
That ain't the highest spot. You're just a little late. We've got the Empire State. Let's go to my place.
Let's go to Cleopatra's Needle.
Let's go to my place.
Let's see Wanamaker's store.
Let's go to my place.
Go to Lindy's, go to Luchow's.
Go to my place.
Let's see Radio City and Herald Square.
Let's go to my place.
Go to Rubens.
Go to my place.
Go to Macy's.
Go to my place.
Roxy.
Go to my place.
Cloisters, Gimbel's, Flatiron Building.
My place.
Hip Hopper.
My place.
Poor Chip. He never stood a chance. Well, we're going our way through classic American musicals, 16 of them, in fact. And there was a time after World War II where Broadway was very experimental, and no one rose to the challenge better than E.Y. Yip Harburg, who wrote an original musical with Burton Lane called Finian's Rainbow, which spoofed everything, American consumerism, the atom bomb, and particularly racial politics. And here is a, I guess, a quartet that's now a trio, I think that's right, of black singer gospels, the Gospeliers, as they were called, trying to teach a white Southern senator who's now turned black because of a leprechaun, Don't Ask. Anyway, a very, very clever song about America and the beginning of the world and everything in between. Harburg and Lane from Finian's Rainbow, The Begat.
The Lord made Adam, the Lord made Eve. He made them both a little bit naive. They lived as free as the summer breeze, without pajamas and without chemise. Until they stumbled on the apple trees. Then she looked at him, and he looked at her, and they knew immediately what the world was for. He said, give me my cane, he said, give me my hat, the time has come to begin the begat,
the begat, the begat.
So the begat came, and the begat Abel, who begat the rabble at the Tower of Babel.
They begat the Cohen, and they begat O'Rourke,
and they begat the people who believed in storks.
Lordy,
lordy, how they did begat,
how they did begat.
Even more than that, when the begat got to get under par, they begat the daughters of the D.A.R. They begat the Babbitts of the bourgeoisie. They begat the misbegotten G.O.P.
It was a pleasing to Jezebel, a pleasing to Ruth.
It pleased the League of Women Shoppers in Duluth.
Though the movie censors tried the facts to hide, the movie goes up and multiplies.
Body, body.
How they multiplied.
How they multiplied.
How they multiplied.
Soon it swept the world.
Every land and lingo.
It became a rage. It was bigger than bingo.
The white begat, the red begat, the folks who should have stood in bed begat. The Greeks begat, the Swedes begat,
why even Britishers in tweeds begat.
And lordy, lordy, what the seeds begat, the Laps and Lithuanians a begat. Scranton, Pennsylvanians, a begat. Strict vegetarians, a begat. Honorary Aryans, a begat. Starting from Genesis, they begat. Heroes and menaces, a begat. Fat filibusterers, a begat. Income tax adjusterers, a begat. 'Twas natural and natural to begat. And sometimes a bachelor, he begat. It didn't matter which ways they begat, sons of habitués, a begat, so bless them all, who go to bat, and in the port of the begat.
¶¶ an evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know even then, that somewhere you see her again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter explain it. Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find her
Once you found a classic American musical, you never let it go. That, of course, was Ezio Pinza from the original cast album South Pacific. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today I'm celebrating a project of my own, a two-volume set published by Library of America called American Musicals, the complete book and lyrics to 16 Broadway classics, 1927 to 1949. And we just heard the last show of the first volume, of course, which was South Pacific. If you like musicals, I hope you will avail yourself of this. It took 8 years to work on, but more to the point, it is the complete book and lyrics to the classic shows from the Golden Age, many of which have never been in print before. So we're going to go now to Volume 2. Kiss Me, Kate was also in Volume 1, but we played a song from that at the beginning of the show. Volume 2 begins in 1950, and what show better to begin it with than Frank Lesser's and Abe Burrow's immortal Guys and Dolls? Here is Vivian Blaine singing one of the great comedy songs in the American musical canon.
It says here in this book, the average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a patient can develop a cold. You could spray it wherever you figure the streptococci like. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting that fisheye from the hotel clerk, a patient can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows a neurotic tendency. C note. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from wondering whether the wedding is on a roof, a patient can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromo fizz, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a patient can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding trip, a patient can develop la grippe. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A patient can develop la grippe, la grippe, la post nasal drip, with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pip, from a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old. A patient can develop a bad, bad cold.
Vivian Blaine from Guys and Dolls, our ninth classic American musical. Well, The Pajama Game is a very special show for me. To me, it sums up better almost than any other show the ebullient fun and slight tweaking political satire of the great 1950s musicals, sometimes called Shows for the Tired Businessman. And it had a wonderful score by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. And shockingly, when you think about it, it was produced by Hal Prince, co-directed by George Abbott and Jerry Robbins, and choreography by Bob Fosse. What more could you ask for? Well, you could ask for an amazing song. And here is a great second act song, John Raitt and Janice Page from singing There Once Was a Man from The Pajama Game.
Tell me.
What a woman! I'll tell you. There once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he slew a dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
Tell me.
And there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. My love is a giant, fierce and defiant, but how can I prove it to you? Ain't got no kingdom, no dragon to back up my bragging. How can I show what I would do? I only know there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he ate that apple for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more. And there once was a woman who loved a man. But me, I love you more. My love's meteoric, it's merely historic. A whirlwind, a cyclone on wheels. It rocks my whole solar plexus, it's bigger in Texas. I just can't tell you how it feels. I only know there once was a woman who loved a man. Loved him enough to cause a
to she. But me, I love you more, 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 more.
More than a hangman loves his rope.
More than a dopey loves his dope.
More than an Indian loves his scalps.
More than a yodeler loves his alps.
More,
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 more, more,
more,
more.
More. There was this
man
who loved the old
man.
He was a dragon
for.
They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. But me.
I love you more.
Quit. Professor Iggins, quit, Professor Iggins. Here our plea or payday, we will quit, Professor Iggins. A, not I, O, not our, pounding, pounding in our brain. A, not I, O, not our, don't say right, say rain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Ole indeed. Three cheers for My Fair Lady. Maybe for many people the greatest musical of Broadway's golden age, and certainly a cornerstone of the American Musicals volume that I edited that just came out from the Library of America. That, of course, was Rex Harrison, Julie Andrews, and Robert Coote singing that great Lerner and Lowe score. Well, one thing that starts to happen in the 1950s is the books for Broadway musicals get more dramatic, more organized, more thorough, more narrative, more demanding. And certainly for Ethel Merman, that was the icing on the cake of her incredible career. We are obviously going to turn to Gypsy, great book by Arthur Lawrence, an East End resident, and an amazing score by Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim. So here is one of the great establishing numbers in the Broadway canon from Gypsy.
Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom living life in a living room. That's perfect 105, but I at least gotta try. When I think of all the sights that I gotta see, yet all the places I gotta play, all the things that I gotta be, yet come on, Papa, what do you say? Some people can be content playing bingo and paying rent. That's peachy for some people, for some humdrum people to be. But some people ain't me. I had a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. All about June and the Orpheum Circuit. Give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Orpheum's office, and he was saying to me, Rose, get yourself some new orchestrations, new routines and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby, photographs in front of the theater. Get an agent, and in jig time you'll be being booked in a big time. Oh, what a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks, Papa.
You ain't getting 88 cents from me, Rose.
Then I'll get it someplace else. But I'll get it and get my kids out. Goodbye to blueberry pie. Good riddance to all the socials I had to go to, all the lodges I had to play, all the shriners I said hello to. Hey, LA, I'm coming your way. Some people sit on their butts, got the dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people, I suppose. Well, they can stay and rot. But not rot.
Excellent, Ethel Merman. And the whole show's just about to go after that, imagine. Well, if you're one of some people who like American musicals, I have edited a two-volume set of 16 classic musicals from the Golden Age, published by Library of America. You can check it out on Amazon or your local bookstore, called American Musicals, the complete book and lyrics to 16 Broadway classics. And for many people, the book, as opposed to the score, the choreography, or the performance, is a difficult thing to write. And a lot of people think one of the greatest, best constructed books is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, written by Bert Shavlov and Larry Gelbart, with a score by Stephen Sondheim. I obviously agree, because it made it as the first show from the 60s in our collection. So we're going to have a double header of Zero Mostel, that titanic performer who was larger than musical comedy itself. Here from Forum, as we call it in the biz, is Zero Mostel and Jack Gilford.
Come out here. Come on out.
You didn't tell me I'd have to be a girl.
Please, Hysterium, we must convince the captain.
He'll never believe I'm a girl. Look at me. Just look at me.
I can't take my eyes off you. You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus will seem tame, Helen and a thousand ships will have to die of shame. You're so lovely. frighteningly lovely, that the world will never seem the same. Now you just stand there quietly and think maidenly thoughts.
I'm lovely, absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of me? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now, shouldn't I have some jewelry?
Jewelry? Here.
Flowers.
What?
I should have flowers.
Flowers?
I'm so lovely.
Literally lovely. That the world will never seem
the same.
You are lovely. That the world will never seem the same.
Amen indeed, from our 14th Great American Musical from our American Musicals collection. That, of course, was the original cast of Fiddler on the Roof, headed by Zero Mostel. And one thing that starts to happen, from my point of view, in the mid to late 60s, is shows that used to be about America, like As Thousands Cheer or Oklahoma, start to be about America, but set in very different places. So Fiddler on the Roof deals with the generation gap through the lens of a Russian shtetl in 1905, and our next show deals with the rift in America and civil rights and racial prejudice through the lens of the Weimar Republic. And of course, I'm talking about Cabaret, that great Kander and Ebb score with a book by Joe Masteroff. Here is the one, the only, Lotta Lenya, to give voice to all those alienated Germans at the time in 1932, 33, who were trying to figure out what they would do in the face of the shadow of the Third Reich. Here from the second act of Cabaret.
With time rushing by, what would you do? With the clock running down, what would you do? The young always have the cure, being brave, being sure and free. But imagine if you were me, alone like me, and this is the only world I know. Some rooms to let, the sum of a lifetime, even so. I'll take your advice. What would you do? Would you pay the price? What would you do? Suppose simply keeping still means you manage until the end. What would you do, my brave young friend? Grown old like me, with neither the will nor wish to run. Grown tired like me, oh, her is for bed when day is done. Grown wise like me, who is at war with anyone? Not with a storm in the wind, what would you do? Suppose you have an unfrightened voice being told what the choice must be. Go on, tell me. I will listen. What would you do if you were me?
Lotta Lenya from Cabaret. Well, we're closing out our show based on American Musicals, the complete book and lyrics of 16 Broadway classics, 1927 to 1969, which your host, Larry Maslon, has edited for the Library of America. It's a great volume for people, two-volume set for people who love musicals. I hope you'll find a way to purchase it. We will close out with my favorite musical, as you all know, 1776, score by Sherman Edwards, that sums up America at wartime only 200 years earlier. Thanks, everybody.
It's a masterpiece, I say. They will cheer every word, every letter.
I wish I felt that way. I believe I can put it better. Now then, attend. As friend to friend, our declaration committee, for us I see immortality in Philadelphia City. A farmer, a lawyer, and a sage,
a bit gouty in the leg. You know it's quite bizarre to think that here we are, plain midwives to an egg.
Egg? What egg?
America, the birth of a new nation.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp
of an eaglet being born. Waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, let alone an egg.
We're waiting for the scratch, scratch, scratch of that tiny little fellow. Waiting for the egg to hatch on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone,
but will it hatch an egg?
The eagle's going to crack the shell of the egg that England laid.
Yes, sir, we can tell, tell, tell on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
And just as Tom here has written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
And just as Tom here has written, we say to hell with Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.